back to another week of I Need Wine.
First one of 2022.
It feels so weird saying that. I feel like I have this issue where I always write the last year. Yeah. And it takes me like months. I'm talking about like months, like 6 months to catch up. And then by the time I get it, the year's over.
Almost ready for 2023. And now I'm starting the
process all over again.
Yep. So I did COVID tests today and I wrote the date.
Yeah.
21. I was like, oh, nope. This is going to be, a transition.
It's going to be a thing.
Usually by like springtime, I might be ready.
Yeah.
And then I get like a few good months out of it and then it's time to go. Anyway.
It's been a hell of a blur of years.
I feel like from 2020 to now has been like...
All 1 year. Long ass year.
One long book, 2 years.
Different chapters.
Too long. Yeah, exactly. That's like a Harry Potter size book. Like lots of chapters. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my life is like completely different.
Yeah.
Like it's unrecognizable like prior to 20, like prior to everything, you know?
I think you start thinking about like how loose you were.
Yeah. Like, or I just remember, like all the shit you did.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like how comfortable you were. Like it's scary.
I mean, I now, it's a weird to say, but like I now feel more comfortable in a way. Like I went through this like stage of like in the beginning being like, extremely and getting anxious. Like very, mm-hmm. And then now I'm like on the other end of it now.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is like the best place to be.
Yeah. I feel like that's where I am too. Like I'm at a place where it's like things probably won't be the same for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But on the same token, like I'm not gonna completely stop my life. I'm just gonna be responsible about like how I move forward with my life.
Yeah, it's just gonna look a little different.
Yeah,
and that's okay, you know.
But I still want to travel. I still want to do everything.
Right.
But I probably just won't be in a jam-packed strip club.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but maybe like that's not so bad.
I might wear a mask. In the strip
club. G-string and a mask.
That's all you need.
You got more material on my face than anywhere else.
On your booty cheeks.
Yeah. I don't know. I was actually like thinking about this on the way over here because I figured we were going to be talking about the new year. And I didn't cry, but
you always crying.
I'm always crying. And let me tell you, let me fucking preface this with like, I never used to cry. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I had like no soul. I feel like before the kids. Like, I just didn't cry. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't cry on movies. I didn't cry. Like, I would cry, like, once every, like...
Blue moon.
Couple years.
Yeah.
And now I'm, like, once every couple weeks, maybe. Like, I might cry a few times in a week over some shit that don't even, like... It doesn't even... Why am I crying? Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't cry, but I was just, like, reflecting, you know, on the way over here. Anytime I'm driving with no kids, I'm reflecting about something. Like, I'm thinking about something. I'm planning something. Mm-hmm. I'm deep in thought.
I feel like that's what driving time is for with no kids.
Yeah, no, for real. So I was like thinking, like, we're only, 3 days in to 2022, and I just feel like it's been nothing but positive things. Like, and it's almost like to the point where it's like overwhelming for me, like, because I'm just, I feel like I've lived the life of like disappointment and like bad things, and I've always had to be like stressed about something. And it just feels like, and not even just in my life. Like, obviously, we're excited. We're excited about Aries opening and all this good stuff. But, like, Ebony is buying a house. She got, like, an offer accepted. Congrats. That's huge. Like,
Is she out here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's just, like, close by.
Okay.
So, like, that's a big thing. And then, like, my cousin, who I feel like I'm really close with, and he's been, like, looking for love for, like, a long time. And he just got engaged on New Year's. And I just feel like, oh my God, like, you know, like, you've been waiting for, like, this person.
Is this the cousin that I know?
No.
The boy cousin?
It is a boy cousin, but maybe you know him. I don't know.
Is that cousin Nick's boy cousin or your boy cousin?
Which one? What boy cousin are you talking? I don't know. He came to, like, the boy's birthday with his girlfriend. Well, his now fiance, but.
Yeah,
and
she was, like, kind of.
She's, like, tall.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think. I don't know. You've definitely
she's
met him.
She's thin and small and kind of like meek.
She's big. Like, not like big like that. She's
big
tall.
Stature, yeah.
She's tall. Like, she's not. Yeah, she's tall. She's like, it's almost the same height as him. I don't know. They're big.
Okay, so no.
But,
congrats,
just,
though.
Yeah, like, it's just like little things like that. I don't know. I just feel like I've seen do you believe in like angel numbers?
No.
Like, when you see like 777 or like 555 or like 333 or they all mean different things. Mm-hmm. You should look into it. You should pay attention. Like, to like time. Like, it'll be like 333 and like.
That's demon.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're called angel numbers and they're all different. Like, they all mean different things. And I've been seeing a shit ton of them. like, you'll be, like, on Instagram and you'll be, like, I'm following, like, 777 people. 909. Like, you'll just show. It's really weird. But once you get into, like,
this. Yeah, but it's kind of like when you buy a car and you never see the car and then all of a sudden you see the car on the freeway.
All the time. Yeah. I think it has to do with, like, just, like, manifesting and, like, getting your, like, mind right with, like, aligning, like, with your, like, destiny type of situations. Mm-hmm. And I've just been seeing a lot of it. It's just been, like, really positive. On top, I mean, like, regular life shit happens, okay? Yeah. I'm not saying it's just been, like, the best 3 days of my life.
Yeah.
But I'm just, like, it's, like, compared to the last couple years, I'm the most, like, positive or, like, excited. Maybe not the right word.
Secure.
Just, like,
stable.
I see the glass half full more than I have in the last couple years, if that makes sense.
I feel like these past couple years have kind of forced everybody to see half full.
That's true.
Because I feel like there definitely was a time where everything was so negative that I was like, the world's ending. Like, this is it.
It's not,
like,
good,
You better get right with your maker, whoever it is, because this is it. So then I feel like as it went on, like, I feel like at first we expected it to be like a momentary thing, but as it went on, I feel like everyone kind of was like, well, if I can't go to the club, I might as well bring, like, four of my closest friends here, and
We'll get a charcuterie board.
I feel like everyone has kind of started seeing the glass half full, because that's really the way you have to look at life.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things to complain about.
Well, that's the other thing is, like, is my life looking better, or am I just seeing it better? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is it the same? Has it always been?
But, like, I feel like either way is good.
Yeah, either way is good. It's win-win. But I'm like, I wonder if that's, you know, like, when, I think I'll know more when something negative happens, because that's inevitable. Like, life happens.
Yeah.
And, like, how do I handle it? You know?
Yeah.
Do I let it, like, break me? Or do I just, like, power through? Or, you know?
I feel like 2021? One. Okay, here I go. I feel like 2021 was my most unproductive year. And it's weird because, like, we opened Aries.
Yeah,
and
not technically.
And we started. But well, not technically, but, like,
we
secured Aries and did everything for Aries, and we did the podcast and some different shows here and there, whatever, whatever. So I feel like I did get things done, but then I think, like, so I'm a weird type of person. Like, I will let my personal life fall to shit so long as my business and like educational life is A1.
Yeah.
So I feel like that comes with, like, me not doing self-care, me just, like, smoking weed, not going to the gym, eating right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, like, I know we talked about, like, resolutions and whether or not, like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to call them a resolution.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that there are things I want to fix. Like, I want to be more productive, and I want to, like, eat right, work out, whatever, whatever. But, you know, like, I just want to realign. Like, I want to get focused.
We should do vision boards.
Oh,
like, even just for the year, like, maybe, you know, not just...
Let's have a girls' night and do vision boards.
Charcuterie board, wine, and a vision board. Yeah, I think that would be really productive to help us all, like, kind of...
Get focused,
see,
align.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like this year I want to get so much more done, and I feel like my play is going to be that much more full, because we will be taking...
Right.
Clients and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. We're trying to, like, elevate in every way.
Yeah. So I just feel like that comes with a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, elevation comes with, like, responsibility.
Yeah.
So I feel like I spread myself so thin, like, in my business and school life, that when I get home, I have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to work on that.
You want to work on, like, balancing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think, like, were you, like... Was it, like, your headspace last year? Like, how... Like, what do you think, like...
I think so.
You know what I mean?
I think, like...
What do you think contributed to, like, the lack thereof?
I definitely think mentality.
Yeah.
I definitely think my headspace. I feel like... There's this weird thing, because, like, I know I'm so blessed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm 24. I do well for myself.
Right.
So then I feel guilty for feeling like...
Yeah.
I'm not happy. Because, like, anybody would kill to be in my shoes. But I'm in my shoes.
Right.
And I'm not...
Yeah.
I'm not unhappy, but I'm just not as happy as I could. Like, I want to be the kind of person that gets up in the morning at 7 o'clock, goes to the gym, eats a bowl of oatmeal and fresh fruit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I can't pull myself out of bed till fucking 11.
Yeah.
Unless we have to meet here for Aries.
Yeah.
But I'm here at Aries on time at 8 a.m.
Right.
But in my regular life.
Like if I don't have Aries.
Yeah. Or if I don't have like school.
Something
or
to do.
A phone call.
Like the productivity goes like in the shitter. I couldn't agree more. Obviously, we are very similar. Mm-hmm. And we're very hardworking. And I do feel like, low-key, I feel like I'm not like diagnosed. But I feel like I have like ADHD or something where I'm like so frazzle brain sometimes. Like I want to get so much done that I end up getting nothing done. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh my god, today I'm gonna do this.
And I literally start.
I don't know where to start, so I go to sleep or I put on a Netflix show, and I'm so overwhelmed by it that like it gets me in like a funk, and then I get like that makes me depressed because I'm like, you bitch, you're so lazy, like you didn't get anything done, like what the fuck is wrong with you? And I get so down on myself, and then I'll pop back and like have a productive day, and then I'm like, no bitch, you're that bitch, you are her, like no, it was just a bad day, you know. And it's very hard to like try and balance that, so I'm 100% with you on like we should try and like monitor each other of like, hey, little check-ins every hey, what's going on? What'd you do today?
Did you get out of bed?
Did you work out? Yeah. What'd you get done? I know it's your day off at Aries, but like, what the fuck are you doing? You know.
Well, I feel like starting personal training.
Yeah, that's a big thing. That'll be fun.
And then I want to start doing things like I am very like, I don't want to go outside. It's dirty. Like I'm weird like that. But I don't want to be that person. Like I want
to
be the.
No, I'm trying to evolve.
In my head, okay. Let me tell you about myself. In my head, I have like long dreads, and I wear like tie-dye shirts and like the pretty tie-dye skirts with the fringe that's like has beads on them.
Yeah.
And then I wear like fucking handmade sandals.
Like the Jesus sandals. Like
and
the
I don't shave my armpits. Uh-huh. In my head, that is me, but I feel like I feel so pressured by society that I just can't allow myself to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to like...
Well, let's try and get you at least halfway there.
But I also do... So that's what I'm saying. I do want to do things like I told Bar, like I'm going to buy some plants.
Mm-hmm.
And in my side area, I'm going to build a little thing and just, like, start growing stuff.
Try and take
stuff.
Care of them and, like, work on... Yeah, because I feel like... I don't know about you, but we're pretty similar. And I feel like if I bought a plant, it would die.
It does die.
Right.
And that's my problem. I need to have that commitment and taking care of something like my daughter.
It gives you accountability. Because, like, Holly is... That's not a choice.
Well, yeah, I'll go to jail.
Right, yeah, it's not good. Yeah, somebody be knocking at your door.
Yeah.
Probably me before even the other people. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, the extra... The thing that, like... You don't have to, but you should.
But you still do.
Right.
So that's what I want to do. And I want to start, like, working out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, like, see less movies and more plays.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel you.
Like, go to less clubs and go to more comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Like, I want to start... Because I feel like... I have to start, like, living different to change that mentality.
Like, to get different results. Mm-hmm. Like, so, yeah.
So I feel like maybe getting connected with the person that I really want to be.
Yeah.
Maybe in a year, I will be wearing my fucking tie-dye shirts.
Maybe I'm not shaving my armpits anymore.
And you'll be like, whoa, she went from like
YSL to full glam. She shops at the thrift store.
Earthy.
Yeah. She makes her tie-dye shirts.
But that like,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And I just feel like we always talk about social media, but I feel like.
Well, it's
now
a huge
in this
part of
day
our
and
life.
Age, like, there's only one right way to be like a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta have a hot bod.
Yep.
If you don't have surgery, you better have a good natural bod.
Right.
You better have the best laid wig. You need to be taking trips. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, and I feel like in order to disconnect from that, you have to purposely, mindfully, like, disconnect from that.
Yeah.
And really get aligned with like, that is like social media.
Right.
But me, I want to grow plants.
Right. Yeah. No, I 100% agree. I would love to, like, go on this
journey with me.
Yeah, because I feel like I feel that way, too. And it's very, like, hard. It's very depressing to, like, to feel like I believe that I'm strong. I think I'm strong. But then I continually show that, like, I'm not strong enough.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not strong enough to say, I don't care. I'm not wearing that.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear basketball shorts and whatever the fuck I want to wear.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, no, I tell myself, you have to, like, do this or you have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't, people are going to think something's wrong.
Perceived?
Or, like, yeah, like, people are going to think that it's not, like, whatever. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
When it's, like, I've never, like, made it seem like it's perfect. But that's, like... that's what people show on social media, which is, I mean, yeah, we do talk about it a lot, but it's literally like, that's where we talk to people besides like me, you, mm-hmm. the six people that we talk to mm-hmm. in real life all the time.
That's how we connect.
Right. That's how you connect. So it's like everybody shows their best.
Yeah.
So if you show something in the middle mm-hmm. and they're going to think that's your best. So they're going to think you're really fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, things are not going good. Like she just posted. Oh, look, like she got a new car and it's a fucking like. Whatever. Yeah. You know, a Malibu. Like, mm-hmm. she must be... like, why is she even posting that? It's mm-hmm. embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Like, people are fucking talk like that. Like
they are.
So, rude. If you don't buy the Mercedes, don't even...
post
don't, it. I don't want to see it because right. you're not shit. But then you also... You're going to lose either way because mm-hmm. if you do post the Mercedes and they're going to be like, look at this bitch. She's just posting it. Like, she probably... Whatever. You know, they'll talk shit about it. So, you lose. Like, that's why I think it is good for us to, like, disconnect a little bit mm-hmm. and, like, make sure that we do... go on a hike and mm-hmm. go to a comedy club or go to, like make those little changes.
Just to get out of that mindset of like unintentionally, what's the word I'm
doing
looking
for? Doing it like for someone else?
Seeking for validation?
Yeah. Not you don't do it, what's the word? Consciously.
Subconsciously.
Yes.
Seeking for validation.
Yes.
And I feel like I don't sit at home every day like, let me post a picture, let me be perfect. But like, I do feel that societal pressure.
Right.
You know? So.
You don't have that conversation with yourself before you post a picture, but that is exactly why you are posting the picture. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. 100%. I agree. Yes.
But that's why, like, if you notice my social media, I have kind of, like, been.
Yeah, you've pulled back, a hell of a lot.
Hell of a lot. But that's like, just because, like.
But that's okay.
I have to, like, enjoy the moment. Like, I feel like this year, like. Last year, I'm not gonna lie, like, there are some times where I'm like, damn, bitch, you've been on your phone all day. Mm-hmm. Like, I've literally been scrolling on TikTok for hours, watching YouTube videos, hopping back forth from app to app to app for hours. I cannot pull my face out of it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, that's a problem.
Yeah. Because you're like, I didn't even talk to anybody all day.
I don't even watch the TV in my room. I watch my fucking phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
why did I spend the money on this TV?
So I noticed that and I'm like, I need to disconnect. We need to start doing shit with our kids, like mm-hmm. camping. And let's rent that RV and disconnect and like drive up the coast.
Like I think we do okay.
We do.
We make it a point. Like in the summer, we have like barbecues and you know, we have some birthdays in the summer and stuff. But I think we should absolutely be like amping it up.
Yeah.
Like we are blessed like financially to
be able to do it.
Do those things. Like mm-hmm. the fact that we're not is insane. Like we're missing time.
Mm-hmm. And memories, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. Because we could be, like, it's nothing for me to be like, hey, you're free, let's take the kids up to Airbnb in San Francisco and just hang in San Francisco for the weekend.
We don't have to do anything.
Just hang out. Just
go,
be together. Let
have
the kids
them play on the balcony.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. I think we need
not
to work
like,
on that.
Not like, oh, what's the best popping club we can get a section at? Like, I'm over that. I want to, like, I really, really, really want to take, oh, my God.
Are hear me out.
Sex in the City?
Hear me out.
What? Okay, did you see the reboot? We talked about
No, I haven't
this.
Seen the reboot. No.
They're getting old and I'm so sad. Like, but anyways, horrible. Nevertheless, I really want to take Amtrak.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
hella far? Like, another state.
Yeah.
Like, a few states over.
I want to rent, like, one of, they have, like, the rooms.
Oh, yeah, the ones that are, like, where you can sleep and shit.
We need to rent, like, two.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Little houses.
Yeah.
Little train cars.
Take a train somewhere, dude.
Okay, so... Hear me out.
Costs nothing. I mean, not cost nothing.
Okay, I had an idea for a trip, and I do think it would probably be an RV situation. Because mm-hmm. I just don't think our kids are ready to be in a car for this long.
When they're teenagers,
you know. I'm not saying like cross country, okay? Yeah. I've drove across country, and I don't want to again.
With three babies?
No. I've drove it by myself, and I don't want to do it with three babies.
Yeah.
But I really, so my parents, we went to the Grand Canyon when I was young, and it was a huge... big, like, I mean, I remember every moment of it, and I was probably, like, Aria's age, just probably, like, six.
Okay.
So, in my head, I want to, like, drive to, like,
mm-hmm.
Arizona, mm-hmm. go to the Grand Canyon, do the whole, like, thing, mm-hmm. go on the little, whatever the kids can handle, like, the little hikes, the little, like, mm-hmm. things, ride the little camel, like, the whole thing, mm-hmm. and then maybe, like, I really want to go to Texas, just because we have a lot of, like, people there to visit, so we would, like, keep going. Mm-hmm. And then like turn around, like, at least, like, a week.
Yeah.
So, like, a day drive, stay there for, like, 2 days, go to... You've never been to Texas, right?
No.
Yeah, you would love Austin. Like, Austin is amazing. It's kind of like California, but in Texas.
I feel like I'd love Texas.
You're going to... Yeah, you'll love it. You'll love Austin. Austin will sell you.
They got some good food in and I know.
Oh, they do.
Don't even start.
So good. So much. And they're very like, I love the vibe in Austin. It's very much like not like clubby. It's very like outdoor bar, like a little, like a guy with a guitar sitting up there, like playing like good music and like everybody's outside. Mm-hmm. Like just, it's like a whole vibe, a whole different.
Yeah.
But also feels kind of California. I don't know. It does feel like home in a way, but not. Like,
yeah.
California-ish. Yeah. But yeah, I want to go on like a road trip, but not just how we said I want to do like the coast thing too. Mm-hmm. Like that would be super cool. Like yeah. We could do like every summer we should have an RV trip. Like we go somewhere in a different direction.
I think we should. I think
like, I think there's a lot of beautiful places to see.
Because our kids are being raised like in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we we're gonna have to unplug.
And they're gonna be like, we want the iPad, mm-hmm. and we're gonna be like, no. There's a fucking. You're gonna play fucking Sorry.
Go outside and learn.
Play
the
Trouble
land.
Yeah. On the way when we're driving. Play some game. Learn tic tac toe. All together. In
an
I don't
RV.
Know.
I would have killed to be all together in our. Literally, well, actually, I'm like, I did a few times, and it was the littest thing of my life.
Yeah, I love like going camping. Like we would just like there was no electronics.
We could even like set up a camping session in one of our backyards.
Yeah,
backyard.
A little tent.
And fucking
remember we said we were gonna do like the projector and now mm-hmm. I'm thinking fuck the projector, we're just gonna not do that, like we're not gonna like
no we're gonna camp,
that's like the point is like to not be watching movies,
we're gonna
you know?
Make s'mores.
We had zero when we went camping
and
there was no TV, no. There was no nothing and we literally had the time of our lives.
No.
Yeah. And our kids are missing out because I mean it's not their fault and it's not our fault. Yeah. But it is like our
times
responsibility to like yank them out of that
mm-hmm.
at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. They're going to have a phone. They're going to have all that stuff.
But
they're little.
Not for a few years.
Yeah, they're little. So we should, like, not
take advantage of that.
Yeah. Take advantage of their, like,
innocence and willingness to mm-hmm. comply. Well, actually, they don't have a choice.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's
but
the good
I,
part.
But I feel like this year, I totally want to work on, like, getting grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And just being more productive in my personal life. And yeah, that's kind of it. I feel like I did a lot of reflecting, you know, like all you could do is fucking stay home and reflect.
Right.
So like either you reflected with your partner or your spouse, whoever the fuck you were in the house with every single day looking at
mm-hmm.
or yourself.
Yeah. I definitely think it this year or the last 2 years, as we said, this is one big blur, but it like made or broke a lot of like couples,
mm-hmm.
friends,
mm-hmm.
Just any kind of relationship, jobs, people have been changing. They're like, you know what? Life's too short. Fuck this. I ain't doing this.
I feel like has been an increase in entrepreneurship. I feel like people have realized, don't get me wrong, everyone is not made to run a business. And that's no shade of tea.
Yeah, like, no, 100%.
We need business owners just as equally as we need people who just want to fucking
work.
Clock in and go home.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, everything is not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start off by saying that. But I feel like people have really opened their eyes to the fact that these companies see you as absolutely disposable. No matter how... Not disposable.
You're like, but I have this degree and
you
I have this and I
are
have this.
100% disposable. And I feel like even more people realize that when they realize like people who should have been valued were getting laid off like that. Drop of a dime.
Yep.
And so I feel like I've seen just in my own circle, my own friend group, and also social media, I've seen a lot of people start thinking of ways to like make their own money. Because I feel like when people lost their jobs during the pandemic, they were like, fuck. I mean, who thought that was going to happen? Nobody. It happened overnight. So I think people were like, fuck, we lost our job. What do we do now? And that kind of put most people like an entrepreneur hat on. And I feel like I love that for us. I love the idea because eventually I'm going to move out of the country. Like, eventually I'm going to move out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we have such a fucked up way of life. I couldn't believe when I went to Italy and Italy was essentially, like, shut down for, like, an hour.
Because, during lunch?
Yes.
Yeah. They're like, nobody works. Like,
if
what?
That happened here, it would be on the news.
Chaos.
If, just let the city close down for 1 hour. Let everything in the city close down for oh, my God. Do you know? It's going to be, people are going to be breaking into things. Fucking.
But they're still, like, in Italy, they're, like, super productive.
Yeah.
But they work less hours.
But I think it's because they value life.
Yeah.
Like, think about this, right? If you work minimum wage here, and you have a home, and you have a family, or even if you're single, because it now doesn't even fucking matter.
Right.
You 9 times out of 10, that one job that you have ain't giving you the life you want.
Yeah.
So you got to pay your bills. And then you may or may not have a second job. And then you have kids or you have other things. When do you have time to stop and say, anything? Oh, this world is beautiful.
Right.
Because the days that you have off, you're doing laundry, doing this, doing that. Just going playing catch-up always. You're just trying to do the things that you can't do because you work a 9-to-5.
Yep.
And your time is just so constricted. So I feel like in other countries where they don't have the mentality to just work like a dog,
yeah,
life is so much more beautiful.
Yeah. What is, like, they say that in America we like live to work and we live to work. Everybody else works to live. Yeah. And I feel like that's...
Are you watching Emily in Paris?
Bitch! I'm through a whole season already. Ah,
do you love it?
I love it so much. Okay. Me and Ebony started watching it in Aries, like we were working and we put it on.
Yeah.
And then she like was just laying down like getting stuff done on herself. Mm-hmm. And we felt it was like, so, it's so cute. It's so cute. Like so, I don't know.
It's the perfect like girls TV
show. It's very like... Like, you don't have to think. You just get to, like, enjoy it. It's so cute. It's, like, good time. Like, I'm happy. I'm smiling. I'm laughing. It's very, like, it makes me feel, like, young. Yeah, it's very, very loose. Like, I'm, like, I feel like I'm, like, 16. Yes. Like, watching it. I'm all excited for all the fucking dudes she's banging. And I'm, like, dude, do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Every, like, there's, like, a new dude. And I'm, like, yeah, I like him better. Like,
she keeps her, dude.
And then, so I don't know. How much have you watched? All of it?
I don't know. Sometimes I just watch it. And then I'm, like, oh, my God, I'm on season 17.
Yeah, well, they're only 30-minute episodes, so that's why we were like, what the hell? Short.
But it's a really good watch.
No, it's really cute. And I feel like I love
when Netflix comes out with shows like that.
Yeah.
Because, like, for me, I remember one time me and Bar had broken up, right? It was bad. It was one of those times where I was like, we're never going to be together.
Yeah.
And, girl, Netflix just, boom, dropped Riverdale on me. Girl, I didn't forgot about that breakup and was watching Riverdale.
Yep.
Like, it was no tomorrow. I just love shows like that. You're right. It pulls you out of reality and you can just, like, go into, like, you're happy.
Like, I feel zero responsibility watching Emily in Paris.
I totally forgot that. I haven't paid my rent in the last 17 months.
No big deal, though.
Emily in Paris
for
is
me,
on.
Yeah, who cares? I don't have time. Like, I feel like, well, more for me, it's probably, like, I didn't even do the laundry that I said I was going to do. But you know what? Like, whatever. Life's short. I'm watching Emily in Paris.
I was like, I'm not making dinner. I'm going to DoorDash.
Yeah, and I'm going to watch Emily in Paris.
And I'm going to watch. Yep.
Speaking of, I want to go back and like watch it. But now Nick's home, so we don't, you know, I got to switch.
Yes.
We watch our shows, and then when he goes to work, I watch my shows.
So, okay, hold on, pause. If you guys don't know, I am the ultimate OG TV show and movie recommender.
Yeah.
Jessica can attest to this.
Yep. Starting with Handmaid's Tale, and I've trusted her ever since.
Handmaid's Tale was... amazing.
I'm like, yeah, I can't wait for it to come back.
Emily in Paris is really light, really good. You need to
watch... What was the other one? Why Women Kill?
Why Women Kill? Oh, bomb. So you need to watch Lupin.
Is that on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Really, really good. And then you need to watch The Witcher.
Okay, so Nick's sister watches The Witcher.
Is giving, like, Narnia.
Says it's really good. Yeah. So maybe we'll watch that, too. No. Is that, like, something Nick can watch?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was like, he loves, like, Harry Potter and, like, shit like that. Like, he likes that, so...
It's very, like... I say Narnia in a way of, like, well, Harry Potter, too. Very, like, mythical creature.
Like a fantasy-ish situation.
Fantasy, like, royal type, war-ish type fucking show. You know what I'm talking about. It's really, really good. Only thing about The Witcher is it's not a show you can put on while you're just doing things.
You have to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Otherwise, you'll miss something. Utterly lost.
Yeah.
Every little
Didn't
thing
Didn't you say that about
relates.
Fucking... Why Women Kill too? Because it like pops around so much. Yes. You're like, don't move.
Well, the first season.
The second one was like,
it's easy to follow.
I was like overwhelmed. I was like, I don't know. I thought, first of all, I had no idea. I thought that the same people were going to be in the second season.
I was disappointed.
And I was very like,
I was disappointed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was emotionally attached to those people. Like, I mean, like hard. Okay, I was like,
especially when what's his name got. You know what? I don't want to spoil it for you.
He has
guys.
My heart, like, honestly.
Did he not?
Him and
the fact that they were doing
what's her name?
That. I forgot.
Lucy Liu, though.
No.
Joanne!
In the movie. I don't remember.
No, but Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, I loved, like, they were.
Yes.
No, I also liked Beth Ann. The 50s. They were my favorite.
Yes.
I could have did without the other ones. If I had to get rid of one, I would have got rid of the newest. Like, the most recent.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, nah, it was cute, but, like, no.
But it wasn't
I was emotionally involved with
giving.
The other.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other two.
Yeah.
And then when. I gave it a chance because you said, and I got into the second season. I was like, what the fuck is this?
At first, I was
I don't like,
like
it. No. And then all of a sudden, I was like, Birdie has my heart. Alma and Bert, they were the best. Like, they're goals. Like, yes. They're goals. I don't care.
Alma is the definition of self-made boss. Oh, even though she went a little...
She went off the rails.
She went a little power crazy. But I would have also still loved her. Okay, spoiler alert. Fuck you guys. If you haven't watched it, you should turn this podcast off right now. I'm going to give you 3 seconds of silence.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was
a good one. I would have preferred... If she got away with it all.
I know, me too. Me too. But...
And was running the little club.
Yeah. But low-key, I like that. The way... Like, at the end, remember, like, she got caught. And, like, the signs, you know, she was reading, like, and it was... She was, like, taking it as, like, she was a celebrity. And she was, like, happy as fuck to be caught. Like, she didn't even care. She's like, they love me. But really, they were like, bitch,
that was her moment.
Yeah, like, that was her moment. And I was, like, kind of like, I'm living for it.
That was her moment.
I'm like, she was so...
Even though it was a moment in delusion.
She was so annoying to the fact where I'm like, bitch, like, why do you keep doing this? Yes. But then I've also, like, I like her. I want her to get away with it.
Crazy.
I don't care. I'm like,
you know what's pissing me off though? When they stole all of the other lady's shit.
Yeah, dude, I was like, put the shit back. Like, you literally wouldn't have got caught. Put those vases back right now. Take that picture off the goddamn wall.
The picture. Take the picture back. And then I was like, the daughter.
Right.
You couldn't have put it, you couldn't at least put it like in an attic or something.
Right. You just put it all
there, right?
Hell obvious with the thing open. Yeah. But I mean, of course, that's part of the show. But yeah.
Nevertheless, it was a very good
super good.
Very good
series. But now I'm like, okay, I'm 2 in. Like, how do I trust that the third one can't possibly be as good as, you know? But, like, I'm excited to see, like, what they do. Because they were both not only different characters, different times, different everything, but, like, they were filmed very differently. Mm-hmm. Like, one had 3 stories in 3 different time periods, mm-hmm. and the other one was just 1. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what are they going to do? Are we going to go back to flip-floppy?
But they were equally as good.
Yeah, they were very,
I really,
in different ways.
I didn't want to give Alma a chance at first.
No, me neither.
But by, like...
And then 3 or 4, yeah, I was like,
okay, Alma...
Yeah, Birdie.
Okay, Alma.
I'm like, I'll marry Birdie right now.
Okay, Birdie.
Right now.
Birdie was a little cray-cray. Birdie had some trauma.
Yep, yeah.
But it was really, really good.
Really
so,
good. So, highly recommend, you guys.
Why Women Kill. Handmaid's Tale, if you have not watched it.
100%.
Emily in Paris, if you have not watched it.
What else have we watched, like, together? Like, what have we both watched? I feel like there's been more things than that. I'm, like, trying to think.
Well, we used to watch a lot of reality together, but I'm getting, like, out of reality and into scripted.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to guess if it's scripted.
I hate reality TV. I hate anybody who's on reality TV.
I will suck a cock. You know? I can't help it.
Just kidding.
I do not... Knowing how reality TV is made, I can't enjoy it the same way I enjoyed it prior.
You know too much.
I know too much. It's ruined it for me. Mm-hmm. So now I need to only watch, like, shows that... I know it's
like, yeah, and that's okay.
There's no guess.
Because then you don't have to wonder, like, well, how reality is
exactly.
it? Because I don't know. Because you've seen, like, different spectrums of, like, what reality means.
Exactly.
And you're like, well, how do I take this? Like, do I have to take it with a grain of salt? Mm-hmm. Or can I take it for what it is? Like, you know?
I thoroughly enjoy, like, TV.
Yeah.
But you know what I also love? Any Lifetime movie ever.
Yeah. I mean, Lifetime anything is pretty fair.
I have been watching... Lifetime movies for the past, like, 4 nights. All weird shit. So, last night I watched a movie about... And I'm going to send it to you because you're probably going to watch it. I watched a movie about a family who had 2, like, teenage daughters. One of them was getting ready to turn 18. She's going to run off. Girl. The dad...
Wait, are you going to spoil it?
No.
Okay.
The dad... Crazy. Out of his fucking mind. Off his rock.
Psychotic. Alma? Or you hate him?
Oh, no. I abhor him.
Okay. Loathe.
Loathe.
I loathe.
Like, it's past.
Like,
me.
I need him dead.
You need to watch it.
Okay. Well, just send it to me and I'll watch it.
I'm going to go back on my
okay, watch so history. I don't know if you watch this, but you just reminded me when you said 2 girls, whatever. Have you ever watched the movie called 13?
Yes. About the girls who got pregnant? No.
No. But 2 girls.
Yes, 2 girls. One of them was a really bad influence.
Yes,
and the
blonde girl and the one that's in Twilight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nikki Reed, I think. And then the other girl was a blonde girl. Dude, that movie, literally, like, I'm scared now. We have daughters. But when I watched it, I didn't have a daughter. And I used to think, oh my God, I only want sons. Like, this is terrifying.
I don't even remember what they were doing.
Not good. They lived in, like, L.A. So the girl, the white girl, the one, well, then I guess, I don't know what Nikki Reed is. But the one with the blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, moves to... somewhere, or she goes to a new school or something, and she Or no, she's not cool. She's like a kind of losery, like still outcast. Wears like little flares and like her mom picks out her clothes. Nikki Reed is like the fucking hot boss bitch. Yeah, like belly button ring, like thong out. Thongs.
All right, yeah. And then she like ends sex or something.
She ended up like wanting to be her friend, of course. Like she's like, I want to hang out with this girl. Yeah. And then they eventually start hanging out and like fucking Nikki, the other girl, gets her into like, yeah, like having sex, like doing drugs, like just crazy like shit. Like, and it's one of those things I think it makes you think about like how we were saying, like subconsciously, you don't think like I'm gonna do all this crazy shit to be cool, but you end up blinking and you're like, oh, who am I? Like, why did I do this? I didn't think this through every step. I just blinked and I was a new person to like make someone else happy or like make myself like liked or whatever, you know. That was one of those like peer pressure
fuck that
situation.
In 2022 we are saying fuck you to peer pressure. We're saying, being exactly who the fuck
like
we
we're finding
be.
Or maybe refinding or like discovering again like who we really really want to be and like zoning in on that regardless of what that looks like to anybody else. Let's keep each other on track.
For me, that's staying off social media. Like, I'm only probably going to be posting like branded content or like
things for like what we're doing for work and stuff like that.
I'm probably never going to go back to
like a normal
just posting like
a little unplug always.
I don't like it. I don't like the pressure that comes with it.
I feel like, you know, like, we've been friends for a few years now, and I feel like I've deleted my Instagram probably, like, 10 times.
Girl, you delete I go to your page so often, I'm like, here, this bitch goes.
It's been a long time, though. I've been okay. I've been better. But, yeah, I would do that. And I feel like if I do that, I can't even imagine being, like, in the spotlight, how much I would want to just, like, but then also knowing that, like, that's also a part of my job. That's also a part of, like, everything. Yeah. It's the reason. That's hard.
If I did not, like, if I didn't get a lot, how do I phrase this? If a lot of my income didn't come from Instagram, I probably would not have it.
Yeah.
But because I am, like, an influencer for some companies, I got sponsorships for some companies, like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can delete it, but then I lose all the money, and it's like, well, why would I do that? It's just like an easy fucking picture.
Yeah.
But I feel like using it that way as opposed to just casually using it helps me detach.
Helps you. Like, it's just for work and it's not, like, to show somebody that I have this thing or I'm doing this or whatever.
Because I scroll all day, but I don't post. I don't post on really any of my social accounts.
Yeah. I'm like, you still be throwing hearts, throwing double taps. Yeah. But, like, you don't post nothing for nobody else to double tap.
I just don't feel
occasionally,
like
occasionally, but it's
I just don't feel
rare.
Like it's necessary anymore.
I feel like for you,
it's, like, I share enough of my life.
For you, it's a huge thing. Like, that's a huge accomplishment to be able to, like, get to that place of, like, nope, I don't want to, so I'm not going to, and not feeling like I have to when low-key you kind of do in a way. But, you know, to be able to, like, navigate that, especially I like being pretty young, like, especially because when it started, when did you start on Teen Mom?
When I was 19.
Yeah, 19. Like, what the fuck did you know? Like, you didn't know anything. You just got, like, a bunch of, like, oh, everybody knows who I am, and this is a lot, and, like, I'm getting money, and, like, I don't know, like, this is a lot.
I think when you're more in it, it just takes such a bigger toll. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when I used to care so much what people said about me on Instagram, and now it's like, bitch, suck a dick. I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really respond. I just don't anymore because it's just not worth it to me. And I feel like social media has become such a negative place.
Yeah.
But I just...
It's become like a place for where it's very easy to be a bully and be like, say whatever you want to say just to make yourself feel better.
It's just not worth it.
It scares me a little bit for like... Because we have a hard time, like, as we said, like, navigating, like, those feelings of, like, feeling I need to, like, the validation, I need the whatever, the you know, I need to feel good, and I want people to know that I'm doing well, how do I make sure that they know that, or whatever, or you're on the opposite side, and you're like, I feel like shit, but I want to make people think that I am, you know, I feel good, and, like, how we're grown, like, how are we, we, that's why we need to, like, make sure that our kids are, like, in a space where they don't
feel then
yeah, like, maybe they'll have it, you know, like, they'll want to talk to their friends or whatever, but, like, not feeling like that's where their main things, like, come from, you know? Like, we go on vacations, we go here, we go there, like, I would not mind, like, if the kids were more grown, like, when they're older, and I'd feel, like, comfortable if I knew the parents, like, Aria bringing her friend when we go to the Grand Canyon, you know, like, so that it it's able to give her those memories in real life and not just be like, I have to post this mm-hmm. because so my friends can see. Mm-hmm. It could be like, oh, well, the only bitch I care about anyway is here with me. Yeah. So hopefully.
It's hard. It's a hard thing, but I just feel like, I don't know. The first step to fixing it is becoming aware of it.
Yeah. I think we're doing good.
And yeah. I feel like there's so many things that we have planned.
Yeah.
Okay, but off of that serious-ass, depressing-ass fucking topic.
I feel like it's kind of positive. We're moving away from it. Yeah.
I wanted to talk about something else, but I forgot.
Where's...
Oh, Tristan Thomas. Thompson.
Yeah, I saw his post.
Bitch! Okay, so first reaction, go. No, don't filter it. You're filtering it.
I don't know. I'm in a, like, okay, I have a hard time because I feel like the Kardashians, like, man, maybe it's bad because you're in the spotlight. You're not a Kardashian, but, like, you know, like, mm-hmm. I feel like how you were saying, I'm so blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to be like, what do you have to be upset about? Mm-hmm. So in my head, I'm thinking, bitch, you're Khloe Kardashian. You, like, what the, who cares? Mm-hmm. Like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? You chose this. But then I also but have to be like, but as a, right. But like, as a real person, I'm like, oh. That's horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like even though, yes, she's Khloe, she ain't Khloe to Tristan. Like, to Tristan, she's a normal Khloe. Bitch. Yeah. She's just...
Well, clearly.
She's Khloe. Yeah, basic. She's just Khloe and Tristan. She just wants, like, a mm-hmm. something normal. Mm-hmm. She mm-hmm. wants, like, the guy who...
Is the father of her kid. The father of her kid
for it to work out and for him to care. And
but
I
if
just,
she was my homegirl, I would be like, bitch.
I have a homegirl like that.
Bitch. This is the... You know what? There's not even a number for the amount of times that this is. That he has done this to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, baby.
It's time to go.
Do you need a Christian mingle or something? Because it ain't no fucking
Farmers
way.
Only.
It's no fucking way. It's no fucking way.
But the unfortunate thing is like, I don't know if this is even enough. Like,
no,
I
it's not.
I don't know. I tend to think that in a year you'll see
she gonna love
her
him.
Posting his happy birthday. You're so great mm-hmm. to us. Thank you for loving me. And true, you're the best thing
or
ever.
Or in a couple months you're going to see the little hearts, the little comments. And listen, we all have been dumb
for
men.
Because he said sorry the last time, just like that. You don't deserve this.
No one has told her what she does not deserve more than the motherfucker that has put her through what she does not deserve.
Yeah.
But on the, so I feel you, but on the other token, on the other side of that coin, on the same coin,
mm-hmm.
I would look at her and say, babes, like, this is his character. What are we waiting for? Like, he does this so often. It's like every year.
Like all
it's
the, like that's a lot.
Twice a year,
just
every
knocking
year.
Knocking up people.
Not even, just pregnant, like, infidelity, just like random.
Right. The pregnancies girls, were just like the oops of all the infidelities.
But what really is all of it is that he's just willy-nilly community dick all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he, it's almost like, so when I read his statement, I immediately was like, manipulation. Because if you noticed, he was like, you don't deserve this, and I should never put you through this, and I've embarrassed you.
But you did.
But it's like, that has always been the case.
Right,
sir.
Right.
So, clearly, you do not value me, or love me, or respect me. Because if...
It's not like she did something to make her worth it, quote unquote, after this happened. You claim
You've
that prior.
Always been this way.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? We don't know anything about, you know, the ins and outs, but...
I mean, I feel sorry for her because any woman that's really in love with a man that's just not a good man, it's hard. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh,
It's easy to say, like, you dumb bitch,
no,
but then I'm like,
I'm not gonna say that because I feel like we all have been. I might still be swooping for a man right now, so you know, it is what it is,
right?
But I feel like this, and again, it wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't public and we didn't know about it because we wouldn't know about it. But when you just add up all the times that he's publicly like disrespected her, embarrassed her, it's sad.
Yeah,
and it makes it only validates the thoughts that I have in my mind that are, no matter what you look like, what you have, who you are, insecurities are insecurities.
Yeah, self-esteem comes from like within.
Look at Khloe Kardashian and think, oh, she's got all this money, she can have any surgery she wants, her family's a shit, all this, all that, all that. But look at what she accepts in her life. Uh-huh. Even though she's fucking Khloe Kardashian. Right. She could easily have any man she could get, I'm sure. She could walk down the street and be like, I'm Khloe Kardashian. And they'd be like, ah! I want you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's not her problem. Her problem is not that she's going to die alone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The problem is that she probably is more insecure than a normal person because she has had all them surgeries. Mm-hmm. She is. And everybody who she knows. Is. And everybody's in her business mm-hmm. all the fucking time.
I can't imagine.
So I feel like her insecurities are. I posted something the other day on social media, on TikTok, and it's this sound on TikTok, and it says, it's like, let me ask a question. And don't fight me, because I know how you girls like to fight. And then, like, you're supposed to, like, put your question in the bio. Uh-huh. So my question was, how are you guys letting these celebrities make you feel insecure about yourself when they don't even have their original body parts? Right. Mm-hmm. That tells you alone that they're not. Yeah. I have tit jobs, so yes, I was insecure about my tits. I'm not going to sit here and say that I wasn't. That's just what it is.
Yeah, that's why I have them.
But my thing is, like, it's just crazy to think, like, people always think, like, money and all this gets rid of your problems. But then look at her. Yeah. She's in love with the cheating-ass man, just like Lisa in the hood. Right. I was going to say Shaniqua, but that's real stereotypical. Lisa sounds good. Yes. Just like Lisa, Lisa in the hood. Lisa. You know what I'm saying? Getting cheated on by, mm-hmm. by so-and-so. Yeah. So,
it's no different.
Really? Yeah. It's life all across
the board. The hurt is the same. I can tell you that, like, she's already used to that house. So a week in that house, the house is the house. The house mm-hmm. is the same house mm-hmm. as Lisa's. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get used to it, it means nothing. Just like when you know, like, retail therapy. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, I just feel so shitty. Like, I'm going to go buy this new bag. And then you wear the bag and you take the one picture and then you're like,
it's in the back of your closet. Okay,
the bag didn't fix a motherfucking mm-hmm. thing.
I really think that is her.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Because I feel like, and here's my other issue. Not an issue, but just I want to bring this up. When the shit happened with Jordan mm-hmm. Woods. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. They put it out to make her seem like
she was
the worst. Yeah. Like,
they tried to cancel her. The way that
they put it out in my head, it's like, bitch, you was in they house, on they couch, eating they snacks, trying to fuck with her man. Mm-hmm. However, that's not how it happened. And also, history has proven what type of person right. Tristan is. Right. So.
And prior to that, Jordan had been, like, the most loyal friend exactly. to Kylie. So,
what's going on with you to where you would rather. And they tried to obliterate her life.
I mean, they really did.
She really bounced back on their ass. She's a bad bitch. Uh-huh. And I love her for it. Yep. But they really tried to sink her ship.
Yeah, they did.
All because of this man who's still doing
the same shit.
The same with the next shit bitch. With the next bitch. Yep.
I wonder, do you, like, low-key feel like...
I don't low-key feel like nothing.
Do you high-key feel like Kylie feels some type of way? That, if like, she Kylie, had, like, she had to choose to not be her... Like, to take her sister's side and lose a friend who didn't do shit to her. She wasn't fucking mm-hmm. with fucking what Travis Scott or whatever. Or, you know, like, that's different.
Well, here's my thing. If my sister was dating a guy and my bestie did that, first things first, off rip, before I got the story.
Yeah, so it'd be hard.
I'd be like, bitch, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. But if I got the story that Jordan told, which is where he just fucking kind of like went in for. Like, it wasn't like they weren't having this moment. Like, he just was weird. I would tell my, and knowing what I know about Tristan, I would tell my sister, like, listen, bitch. Yeah. We know this bitch. Mm-hmm. We know how she gets down.
We've been around here for years.
And you know your man. You know the kind of man
you know have, how you got him?
And you know how you're done? Keeping him, and you know how you're going to lose him. Uh-huh. So, let's take a step back here. Let's just and I would have been like, you're going to meet up with my friend. Mm-hmm. Friend, tell her the tea. Yep. Sis, let's go beat his ass.
But that's what I would unfortunately, do. I've had those conversations. I've had friends who I know the cold hard facts, and I have put them in their face, pretty much undisputable. Like, there's no way, and they will say no.
Yeah, you're lying. You know why?
There's no because nope, people. Not way. Nope.
People not would rather get acquainted with disrespect than to get acquainted with self.
Like, loneliness yep. and like having yeah.
So instead of sure. welcoming absence. People would just rather accept
disrespect. Let me just make this okay because I don't want to lose him. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's kind of what's going on. And I feel like it's apparent because he still has not stopped doing the things that he was doing back when he tried to obliterate this whole young girl's career.
Yeah. I felt bad. Did you watch the Red Table Talk with her? Do you watch Red Table Talks? I haven't watched it. I used to like them. Like,
I don't watch them, but I watched that one,
girl. You're all, I want to make sure I got that one. Sure I used to like them. Like, I haven't watched them in, like, probably, like, since that one. Legit.
I don't watch them because I don't know what's going on with Jada and
Will. Yeah, no, they're giving me, but now giving me, I'm like, is everything we know a lie?
Girl.
I know. Like, I don't know what to believe in. Like, Will and Jada are
Will and Jada.
Right. No, but now I'm like, I'm starting to think they're not. Jada, they're Will and Jada.
Will and Jada. Yeah. It's from Jada, Will. To Jada and Will.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Something ain't right there. Okay, so let's have this conversation because it goes perfectly. The Will and Jada goes perfectly with the next thing I was going to ask you how you feel about.
Oh, God.
You know who Steph Curry is? Ayesha Curry. They're like the what? The like perfect NBA.
The Currys.
The Currys.
Yeah.
The perfect family of the Currys.
I feel like the Currys sound like
this. Did you hear about what, like, supposedly is going on? Somebody, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Said that they're not the, what they portrayed to be.
Mm-hmm.
That they have, like, a super, like, open relationship. He's fucking whoever, she's fucking whoever, mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're not going to say that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's what I would do in that situation versus being a Chloe thinking mm-hmm. that Tristan ain't going to be out mm-hmm. doing whatever.
But does that make them any less happy?
No, I think they're open? Super happy.
Yeah, I think that makes them
yes.
happier because instead yes. of sitting over here and being like, he's out of the town.
Right.
And yeah. basketball players are gone.
Right.
For a long time.
Like,
so
yeah.
I'm sure that it's more comforting to because then he doesn't have to sneak. He doesn't have to forward your calls.
Right.
He doesn't have to lie.
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. I mean, okay. he's not going to so, put it
like
in your face.
Like on Why Women Kill, remember?
Yeah.
Like where they have the open relationship yes. and like, hey, we don't bring anybody to the house.
And we don't overlap.
But, I don't know who you're with and you don't know who I'm with. I mean, obviously in the show they do.
Yes.
But that, like the rules, I mm-hmm. feel like it's probably something similar to mm-hmm. what they would have going on, allegedly, if they do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's off on a road trip. He's probably yeah. got bitches in every city.
Mm-hmm.
He's just got like his lady in mm-hmm. wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And like then she goes off with so-and-so like at the hotel in San Francisco.
Listen, to me, it's fine.
I'm like, that sounds
so
pretty.
So long as no one gets embarrassed.
Right.
Handle your shit. If we have, here's how I feel if I was in that situation. If we have an agreement
mm-hmm.
and an agreement like that, don't fuck it up by trying to be sneaky for no fucking reason.
Right. Because we have, now we're open.
Because there's no reason to be sneaky, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So do what you do with class, with tact.
Mm-hmm.
I will do the same. And then when we'll get together, we'll be happy. I mean, I don't feel like, I mean, that could potentially mean nothing. I mean, I feel like when they get together, they could be like, oh, I missed you. And
uh-huh.
because she's not like, well, who you been with? I ain't
right.
talked to you as an answer. My
yeah.
calls. Uh-huh. So I feel like
she's just like, hey, like, I'm just going to be like, when you're gone, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we're here, we're family. We do everything, the kids, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, I feel like that would be the better recipe for a successful, long-lasting NBA situation marriage. Because they're not a normal. They don't see each other every
if
day.
If you're
going to
stay
different.
In it and,
right.
and
if
he's going to do it and you
right.
don't want to leave, then
uh-huh.
yeah.
Then, yeah, like, you might as well just, I would do that. Like, yeah. I'd rather, if I'm married to some NFL player,
yeah.
I'd be like, listen.
Well, if I'm married to an NFL player, maybe 99.9999%
of you are cheating, and that's fine.
I am
going
to love him to the last dime. And I mean that. I don't care what you do, nigga. Go play that sport.
Yeah.
You
Bye.
Go to every country you want to go to. Because me, I'm living just as good of a life as you are.
Like, look, this is what I imagine with the Currys, okay?
Oh, God.
Allegedly.
I love the Currys.
I absolutely love them. I'm a huge Warriors fan. I absolutely love the Currys. Yes. I'm a Curry
lover.
They're the new Will
I'm
and Jada.
I'm a Curry lover.
Now it's fucking Steph and Aisha.
Well, we don't know yet.
We don't know.
Maybe
but
time.
I feel like I think they come home. Like, I think he comes home from fucking slapping cheeks with whoever. And she, like, I imagine her,
mm-hmm.
like, she was, like, at the hotel with, like, Drake or somebody, like, you
mm-hmm.
know, because
mm-hmm.
they be having friends like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and, like, that's cool. He don't even care. Like, because,
mm-hmm.
like, Drake has, like, a verse in one of his songs. And it says something about, like, I want, like, Aisha type
mm-hmm.
of whatever, you know. And I'm thinking, like, now, I know what I know now. I'm like, I think he has, I mean, I'm not saying exactly. But I'm just saying, like, I imagine that. And then they come together and they're just like, sure enough, like, happy as anything. They got cute ass kids. they're money. Both successful as fuck. Like, it's not just like she's taking his money. She mm-hmm. is hella successful on her own. She has like the restaurant in San Francisco and mm-hmm. the little place in Oakland and like
yeah, she's
her
doing
own
things.
Her own little shit. And I feel like that's probably that's like a bigger stage version of what you'd have to do to have success. Now, I'm not saying like you'd have to have an open relationship mm-hmm. because some people, like, if you're home every day with each other 9 to 5, like, it's you know, you wouldn't need to.
Yeah.
Right. But I feel like that is that coupled in that like situation mm-hmm. is good. And in compared to like a regular relationship, you do have to let your woman kind of be her own person mm-hmm. and have her own. Maybe she's not going to have a shop in Oakland, mm-hmm. but maybe she might have a little beauty studio mm-hmm. in Modesto, you know, mm-hmm. like she, like you have to like, you guys have being like separate and then being able to come together.
Yeah.
Obviously that's like a different highlighted situation, but compared to like a, just a regular person. But I feel like they kind of like might have like the key instead of trying to,
I mean, I don't,
just be cheating. And
I don't,
how, what percentage of high class celebrities do you think are cheating?
All of them.
Right. Of them. Yeah. There might be like one out of every, like everybody.
Lots of
them. And that would just be like out of laziness, you know, not because, mm-hmm. because they film, they're gone for months, they're doing this, their one's in the studio, the other one's, you know, like I can't imagine mm-hmm. because we know regular people be cheating. Like,
I'm telling you, all the sportsmen are sneaky. I dated a football player and,
you know, he's sneaky.
I'd rather be broke.
Sneaky, sneaky snake.
Rather be broke. Yeah. I can't, it's not like for me, I'm not an Aisha. Aisha, I love you. Don't ban me from your restaurant.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, boo boo. You're not gonna come up in here after slapping cheeks and think, oh, hey, baby. No, nigga, it's arson in your food.
Would you rather just like not enter into that because knowing?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you're like, I'm not gonna.
I would never. Seriously, well, I'm married, so hypothetically,
yeah,
I would never go into it with a sports player, I don't think.
Yeah, but think about how that happened, because I feel like when Steph and Aisha, and where, let's, like, a lot of people, a lot of, like, NBA and all the famous, a lot of them marry, like, their high school sweetheart.
Yes, they do.
So, like, a big amount of them. So, I feel like she was just with Steph, the fucking college player. Like,
yeah.
They didn't know
so it
what it was going to be. I already loved him.
And so, in that
so in order
in
to keep
aspect,
you, we had to make this arrangement to where we could both be happy and I don't have to go to sleep. Because I'd rather, probably in a regular relationship, she probably wouldn't have been okay with this situation. But I do think, as a woman, I would think, if I have to either lay down at night wondering what he's doing, I would rather know what he's doing and be able to do whatever I want to do mm-hmm. too. I feel like if that's who I really want to be with, if this is the only way to make it work, I'd rather, I don't, one thing is relationships, whether it's cheating, whether it's anything, do not make me look stupid.
Yeah.
Period.
Period.
I don't care what you're doing. I better know about it.
Yeah. I don't want to be the last one. I don't want everyone laughing at me. Embarrassing. But I do. So in that instance, it maybe. But in a regular instance, like if I.
You know too much now. You're too grown.
Yeah. Like if I start dating a faux hair right now and that was happening, I would just break up. Like I don't have.
Yeah. It would just be like a fun thing, not like a.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be your
like,
wife.
I'm going to marry him and have a wedding. First of all, he's gone 90 months out of the year. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
Most of the time they have kids. Blah, 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 and it's like, yeah, money is good. You have needs. Blah, blah, blah. I need the time.
Yo, as we know.
I need the peen. I need the body. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I wouldn't get into it. And I think a lot of the girls, like a lot of the celebrities' wives mm-hmm. and sports athletes' wives, I think that they, one of two things, turn the cheek
mm-hmm.
or are open.
Yeah. I ain't turning no cheek. So the only option in my head, me as a person, is open or nothing. Because I, again, like I just can't deal with
turning
like,
the cheek is
like
worse
God,
because if you think it's not happening,
because you're
going to
end up like
it.
Khloe Kardashian.
Girl, she ain't turning the cheek. She just sat on a couch with a carton of ice cream.
Sounds pretty good. But, I mean, I'd rather be sitting on her couch than, you know,
no.
my couch.
Well,
but,
hey.
But.
Well, hey, hey, hey. Hey. A lonely couch is a lonely couch, bitch. We just talked about this.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't
anyway,
know.
Anyway.
I do want to send Khloe
like
some strength
some
and good
vibes.
Wishes, though, because she'll probably never hear this. But I just,
if
you know
she
what
hears
I'm saying.
This.
I mean, listen.
We're putting it out in the universe.
I feel like, back to social media, every time there's a breakup, people are like, oh, it's like there's no compassion.
Right.
Listen, we've all had our heart broken. We all remember our first heartbreak where we couldn't even eat because we thought the world was ending.
Yep.
So even though it looks repetitive and stupid, let's have compassion because she...
It could be us.
It could be us.
Like you're one decision away from being the dumb bitch and the whatever, like anything bad. Mm-hmm. You're not no better than anybody
else. Chloe's no dumber than a lot of girls I know.
Right.
Of girls I know.
100%.
So I won't diminish.
We're gonna give her the same compassion that we're gonna give our friend, even though I'm like, yes, you're dumb, but yes, I would tell you you're dumb,
but I love you and I want better for you.
Right. You deserve better. Whatever you choose.
But also, wait, how much time do we have left?
I don't know. Why? What do you want to say? Hear me out.
I want to say this.
Say it.
And what I want to say is I loved Kim and Kanye.
I agree with you.
I loved Kim and Kanye.
Kim's my favorite. And they have cute kids. Like, they just, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I just feel like they were really cute together.
I did like them. I liked the Kimye.
Yeah.
And I liked the energy that they, I don't know where it went south.
I feel like Kim was happy with him.
Yeah.
I feel like Kim...
He just has a little bit of a...
And I love me some Kimberly Kardashian. Let's be very clear.
She's my favorite.
I absolutely love me some Kimberly Kardashian. I hate Khloe Kardashian. Let's think about Khloe for a second. I mean, Kourtney.
Oh, Kourtney, yes. I was going to say.
Kourtney!
I don't like her.
Thinks...
Allegedly.
No, I'm not going to say allegedly.
You're all... I don't.
I get the vibe from Kourtney that she feels like because she's like... more natural and more blah, blah, blah. Like, she just has this, like, superiority complex.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't even have an identity, Chloe. Every time with a different guy, you change who you are.
Yeah, she'd be wearing punk rock shirts and stuff.
Now she's a whole fucking rocker. Well,
yeah, shit. Everything, like, leather jacket, punk.
What happened to vegan Chloe?
Why do I keep calling her Chloe? I know.
Kourtney.
So Chloe has Good American. Shout out to Good American. I love their jeans.
I have some good jeans.
I absolutely love their jeans. I have a couple pair and I love them.
Yes.
Kim has Kim has everything.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here. Yeah.
Skims is great.
Skims is great.
Yeah.
Right. And they're like, what is Kourtney have?
And one of them have Poosh.
Okay. What is it? Like a blog? Lifestyle?
Even if she wanted to just live her life and she didn't want to do all this, like, she's just annoying as fuck.
She does think she's, like, better than everybody. Like,
I don't eat sugar even though we're at, like, Candyland.
Yeah.
Do they have, like, sugar-free, gluten-free, salt-free,
vegan,
yeast-free, air-free, water-free?
Because that's just, like, not the life that I like to live.
Yeah.
My body is my temple.
Yeah.
And
I also like to wear leather and eat bloody raw steaks.
And now I'm a total punk rocker.
Yeah.
Hello, Mrs. Travis Barker.
Anyways, guys, thanks for joining us for another episode.
First one of 2022.
First one of 2022. If you're listening and your name is Chloe, babes, we want to send you strength. If you're listening and your name is Kourtney... Anyways, if you're listening, your name is Kimberly. Hey, bitch.
Girl, we love you.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.